welcoming three more of God's created children into his ever-growing, his ever-strengthening, and his ever-extending family. It's the greatest family on earth. I hope you can say that. The body of Christ, the family of God, is the greatest family on earth. It's a family that Jesus, our family's heart, center, and originator, says cannot be born into but through water and the Holy Spirit. So why are we so excited about new baptisms? Because baptism means life. It's a celebration of life. New faith, new hope, new salvation. 1 Peter 3:21 says this, this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. It's not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So as we baptize new believers, we cover them with water to symbolize all that has happened and will continue to happen in their lives. So what's being symbolized in this act? Well, the first is this idea that through baptism, we are recognizing that we are dead to the power and penalty of sin, and in turn, alive in Christ. Baptism is an action. You speak words. You go under the water. You come out of the water. It's a sacrificial offering of yourself. We say, I offer my whole self to Christ. As we go under the water, we're declaring with our whole selves, with our words, our mind, our spirit, and our body, that we are dead to our old way of life. And as we rise, we declare with our whole selves that we have been made alive again in Christ. Romans 6, 3-6 says this, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in the resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. So we are dead to the power and the penalty of sin. Does this mean that sin isn't still at work in our bodies? No, it is still at work. But we are dead to its power over us. We are no longer slaves. And we are dead to its penalty, eternal death. And we're alive to new life. That's the first reason. The second symbolic thing that's happening for us in baptism, reality, is that we are grafted into the body of Christ, the forever family of God, by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, for we are all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. Neither Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. So it's one body, one family you're being born into. Not just the gathering church, but into the eternal body of Christ, the family of God. And then third, through baptism we put on Christ. We are clothed with him. And because we belong to him, because we have the clothing of Christ, we are heirs with him. Galatians 3:26 to 29. In Christ Jesus, you are the children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave or free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promises. So we become kingdom citizens, heirs to all the promises that belong to God's children and have belonged to God's children. So you're about to become heirs. Isn't that cool? I think that's pretty cool. So who's baptism for? Well, you may be here this morning and you've yet to take the step of baptism, of believer's baptism. Don't be surprised if you feel a tug, or you've already begun to feel it, a little pull, a question that begins to well up from within you. What about me? Is it my time? How will I know? In the book of Acts, after the Apostle Peter preached to a large gathering of people in Jerusalem, they responded to his preaching by saying, well, what should we do about this? What should we do about this tug, this idea welling up in our heart, this faith? And Peter invites them to be baptized. He says this, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Baptism is for all the Lord will call. Is he calling you this morning? If so, let me know. Let someone who is in pastoral relationship with you know. We are actually going to be holding another baptism in the fall. We couldn't get them all in one moment. And we would love for you to join that and join God's great family. On a Sunday when we're welcoming new members into Christ's family, we are given the invitation ourselves to consider baptism again. Baptism speaks to us vividly, experientially, physically. Some of you in the front row might even get wet yourselves. It's an act that speaks to us on a level apart from words. Words are important in the baptism event. We speak them. They have meaning. They have purpose. The words of confession, of commitment, of mutually held agreement, and of welcome. But as we are baptized with water in a state of submission and dedication in the presence of our local church, we are also joined by the hosts of heaven, and beyond that, by the triune God who looks upon what is happening here and is not only present, but filled with joy. So words alone cannot possibly fully express the meaning that is present as we experience baptism. I'm thankful for these opportunities to remind myself and all of us about the meaning of our baptisms. And may we, as the family of God, as those who live under the rule and authority of the King, of heaven and earth, with the enabling of the Holy Spirit, may we spur each other on to do good works, to bring God's kingdom to the edges of the earth, the edges of the Chandler Mowat community, to the edges of our families, and of course, the edges of our very selves. So I now will call up our baptismal candidates, Josh Watson, Ben Watson, and Dylan Campion. And I'm also going to call up James Watson. He will be baptizing his two sons, Josh and Ben. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Because of Jesus' commandment and his promise, we're here today. For this reason, people make the covenant of baptism with God and with the church. And we are witnesses to their choice and companions to it. Baptism is an act of God, it's an act of the church, and it's an act of the believer. In baptism, God gives us a good conscience and the seal of the Holy Spirit. Baptism enacts what God has done with us, made us dead to sin and alive to Christ. As an act of the church, baptism vouches for the faith of the believer and affirms the work of grace in your life. As an act of the individual, baptism enacts your surrender of the old self and the embrace of the new, that you are born in the image of Christ. Are you ready to get baptized? Let's do it. So I'll pass it off to James, Who will begin with Josh?
I just want to step in and keep standing right now. Okay, good. Okay. So Joshua has a few questions for you. Joshua, do you renounce the evil powers of this world and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you put your trust in His grace and love and promise to obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life?
I do.
Are you willing to give and receive counsel in the congregation?
I am.
Are you ready to participate in the mission of the church?
I am.
Kneel down now. On the confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you with water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with the Holy Spirit from above. Joshua, in the name of Christ in the church, I give you my hand and bid you rise and walk in newness of life by the same power that raised Christ from the dead. As long as you abide in Him, the living Word, you are Christ's disciple indeed and will be acknowledged as a brother in the church.
We'll now invite anyone who would like to come forward. You can come as close as you want. We're going to gather around Josh, newly baptized Josh, new life, and we're going to offer prayers of support. So come on out of your seats. If you want to come forward, you're welcome to stay seated, but we've got the kids up here, and we'd love you guys to come forward and gather around. And then you're going to remain up here for the remainder of the baptism. So make sure that you can find a spot where you'll be comfortable. Father, we thank you that you have seen what has happened. You've seen the commitments, the declarations of faith. And now we as the community who have known Josh, who love and care for him, offer prayers to you on his behalf and offer encouragement to Josh. Would you hear our prayers?
Lord, I pray that Josh will just be a beacon of your strength and grace, and just that you can help him to show others your awesome power. Mm-hmm.
Josh, the picture I have of you, and might have for a long time, is of you floating in the waters of baptism, completely free, released, and just waiting in God's goodness and life. And I pray that that would be symbolic of your faith journey, that you would know that His waters run deep, Anytime you're feeling overwhelmed, you can just dip into the deep waters of God. You can let go, and you can trust that He will hold you, that He will carry you. You can float with Him. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Amen.
Benjamin, do you renounce the evil powers of this world and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior?
I do. Yes, sir.
Do you put your trust in His grace and love and promise to obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life?
I do.
Are you willing to give and receive counsel in the congregation?
I am.
Are you ready to participate in the mission of the church?
I am.
Excellent. Okay, let's have a meal. On your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you with water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with the Holy Spirit from above. Benjamin, in the name of Christ and the church, I give you my hand and bid you rise and walk in newness of life by the same power that raised Christ from the dead. As long as you abide in Him, the living Word, you are Christ's disciple indeed and will be acknowledged as a brother in the church.
Would you now offer your prayers to God, thanking Him for this new life of faith, and any words of encouragement that you might have for Ben.
God, I thank you for Ben. I thank you for his love of life and his fullness of life. God, I just pray that you continue to enrich this in him. I pray that he'd be able to pour out and over into other people's lives. And I just ask that you'd enrich him and empower him in the journey that you set before him, and that he would know that you were there along every step of the way.
God, I pray that you would bless Ben with openness and with obedience, that you would make him a wonderful example for us and us for him.
And Father, as even as Ben headfirst dove into the waters, may that be foreshadowing as well for him, that he would dive headlong into this life with you. Hold nothing back. Bring that sense of excitement, anticipation, energy, and joy into his relationship with you. And may he know that you will always catch him. Even if he goes fast, even if he dives in, you will catch him, you will hold him, you will sustain him by your grace, by your power. May he lead others in these expressions of faith, in his relationship with you. And may many come to know who you are and how to follow the way because of his example and his love for others. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Blessings, Ben. You ready?
Ready.
Dylan Campion, do you renounce the evil powers of this world and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you put your trust in his grace and love and promise to obey him as your Lord?
Do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life?
I do.
Are you willing to give and receive counsel in the congregation?
I am.
And are you ready to participate in the mission of the church?
I am.
Neil? I can't do that. Dylan, on your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you with water in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with the Holy Spirit from above. Dylan, in the name of Christ and the church, I give you my hand and bid you to rise and walk in newness of life by the same power that raised Christ from the dead. As long as you abide in him, the living word, you are Christ's disciple indeed and will be acknowledged as a brother in the church. Let us offer our prayers over Dylan.
God, thank you for the joy that Dylan brings to people. Thank you that he's able to step into people's lives and fill them and just bring them a fun-loving spirit and joy.
Each day, each moment, Lord, I pray that your son Jesus will walk, that he won't be looking for the spectacular, but he'll be looking for the still small.
Father, may Dylan know your strength and your power. May he draw that same strength and power from you, that he would be strong and powerful in his relationships, in his marriage, in his witness, in his work. Father, may he know the God of the storm, the power that is contained, and the power that is so often portrayed, which is the power of the waves, turning a sharp rock into a smooth stone. And may that consistency that we've prayed over Dylan be his mark. May he become that smooth stone of devotion, of commitment, and may others look at him and want to be like him, want to do likewise, want to draw their strength from the same source. Be his strength, in Jesus' name. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Blessings, Dylan. Now that we have all three baptized, if you can turn your attention to the screen, we would like everyone to just kind of join in some words of commitment and of welcome for our three candidates. So feel free, if you could find a spot where you can see the screen relatively well, and we'll just read these words in unison. As we now receive you into the fellowship of the church, we make this covenant with you. We renew our covenant with God to bear each other's burdens, to assist in times of need, to share our gifts and possessions, to forgive as Christ has forgiven us, to support each other in joy and sorrow, and in all things to work for the common good, thus making known Christ's presence to the glory of God. You may now return to your seats. We have a final song of worship, and the three baptismal candidates are going to get dry, and they will greet you at the back after service. And thanks, kids. You can go back, and Rachel, are you, you're going to collect them? Yeah, okay. Follow Rachel.